You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Guardians Weekly on the Cleveland Guardians Radio Network. Guardians Weekly is brought to you by Progressive, helping Guardians fans save hundreds on car insurance.
Welcome to Guardians Weekly. Jim Rosenhaus along with you. We are on location live today at the Huntington Convention Center in downtown Cleveland as part of Guards Fest, which has returned after a couple of seasons hiatus due to a variety of factors in our world. But we are back with this Fan Fest event that has been a great success today. So many Cleveland baseball fans turning out to celebrate the game and get ready for a new season, and it's great to see some familiar faces, meet some new friends, and just in general have a great time celebrating our great game as we get ready for a new season after a tremendously exciting season a year ago, and with a good young ball club, expectations sky high for 2023. Coming up on this week's show, the guest lists include outfielder Will Benson, catcher Bo Naylor, and Xavion Curry, who made his major league debut a year ago on that pitching staff. And in just a short while, we will be joined by Tristan McKenzie. So a great guest list today, and I know if you've been with the flagship throughout the day today, many, many others who are a part of Guards Fest have been stopping by our microphones here, and we welcome in certainly one of the bright young stars in Major League Baseball today and was such a huge key to last year's success, Tristan McKenzie. Tristan, great to see you.
How you doing, Rosie?
I'm doing well. How's your day going?
It's been pretty busy, but I've been having fun.
I know that the last time we had the event here, I think you threw 100 innings on the wiffle ball field. Did you scale it back a little bit today, or were you out there again?
They actually didn't even let me on the wiffle ball field this time. I was excited. Last year, well, the last time that I came, I got the hit, and I hit off Carl, and I hit a homer. And I guess he was scared, so they didn't want me on the field this time.
No, all right. Fair enough. How's the offseason going for you after just a great breakthrough season?
Very, very good. It's been kind of low-key, but back to business. I haven't been doing a real lot outside of working out and just enjoying being home and eating some food.
And I know you do some community things and some camps and things like that back home?
Yeah. I ran my kids' camp last weekend, actually. We had like 140 kids out, just being able to share the love of the game of baseball and just have some people come out and have some fun was huge. And be able to give back to my community is just another plus for me. On top of that, I got to be able to go out to a Dumpling Home Run Derby in Paradise and down in the Bahamas, where they do a little kids camp down there too. So I've been having fun this offseason as well.
Did they let you hit at the Home Run Derby?
No, I was on the jet skis the entire time.
So nobody's letting you hit. You can't get on the wiffle ball field.
No. I've taken up golf. That's where I get my fix.
And how about, you know, all these things that you do, you know, just good stuff kind of away from the game. How important is that to do that and kind of recharge the batteries?
I think for me, being able to share the love of the game, especially when you're not physically out there playing, is huge to me, because I think representation matters. I think being able to physically be there and be in person and share that love for the game is huge. It's a lot different when you're watching on TV or when you're watching from the stands, as opposed to when you're physically interacting with the player or the coach or whoever it may be.
When you look back at 2022, a nice breakthrough season for you from start to finish, what were you most pleased with when you had a chance to let it sink in and look back on it?
I'd say how my body felt at the end of the season. Just feeling like if we had won or if we had to go further, I would have been confident to go out there and pitch more innings. I think at the end of the day, being able to go out there and be healthy and be able to compete with my guys is my utmost like importance to me, and that's what I was enjoying doing.
31 starts and almost 200 innings. How do you get to that place? What did you do last year, you think, that was helpful going into the season to get to that place?
I think it's been a lot of just developing consistency and getting to a point where I can feel comfortable on every fifth day to go out there and hopefully give the team 9 innings. If not, hopefully it's 8 innings and so on and so forth.
As the season went along, you were called upon to pitch in some hugely important games even before the postseason. What was that like, almost for the first time in your career, to be a guy who's counted on because of what you had done prior?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, I wouldn't say easy, but I think it was a lot easier for me trying to almost follow in Bieber's footsteps and just have him say, like, look, this is a normal game. He's going out there. He's pitching well. It doesn't matter if he's playing the worst team in the league or the best team in the league or if it's playoff or if it's regular season. So I think being able to, like, look at the guys around me and have that motivation of I just have to go out there and do my job and I have 3 gold gloves behind me. I don't have to worry about a ton back there, like, I think the game doesn't change, and it just becomes easier.
Shane Bieber with a gold glove, too. Is that something you might aspire to?
No.
I bring up a sore spot?
Yeah. I'm probably not going to hear the end of that all year. Why? Especially if I miss a ball. Because I claim I have a better glove than Shane, but he has a gold glove, and I don't.
And Zach Plesac's not in that conversation either?
It's Zach's like otherworldly. We don't even put him in the same category as us.
You look at the starting rotation, and how much camaraderie is there in terms of the day-to-day and help that you give each other to be the best you can be?
A ton. I think when you're spending a ton of time around guys, especially in 162 games, you get to learn guys on a different aspect, especially when you're interacting with them on a daily basis, like the starting pitchers interact. We're kind of clicky, even though it's not meant to be like that. We just spend so much time around each other. It's good to bounce ideas off your guys that you develop this good bond with. And just being able to go out there and have fun with your friends. Sometimes you see stuff that they don't see themselves, especially when you get to be around guys like that.
Tristan McKenzie joining us, an 11-game winner a year ago, and some good experience in the postseason, too, some real solid efforts. And what was that like for you? We've had a chance to talk to so many of the players who went through it for the first time. Your experience, when you look back on it, what was it like, especially the home games?
It was electric. I think just being able to be in those environments, be in those... The stadium just felt, I don't even know how to explain it. You come to all these regular season games, you play in all these regular season games, and the fans are there and the fans are loud. But when we got to playoffs, it was just this different electricity in the air, this almost air of anticipation. And I was so excited for it, and I look forward to it.
All right, we're on location here. And you mentioned that promoting the game of baseball, being a part of that. You are widely popular, and the time you've been here for about 5 minutes, it's really start. I don't know if you look behind you, but
what's up, guys?
How much do you enjoy that part of it?
I think that's why we all play the game. I think it's to inspire the youth and let them know that, like, as much as I'm a big leaguer and as much as I go out there and I'm playing on TV, I have fun with the game just like they have fun with the game.
There is a large group of fans waiting when we're done. They're like, oh, come on, hurry up with the interview already. You look ahead to this season, so... Last year, I think from a fan standpoint, unexpected what happened. Maybe not inside that clubhouse, but now you look at it this year, and there's got to be so much confidence. How do you handle maybe the different expectations from the outside going into spring training?
I think as much as the expectations are going to change on the outside, they can't change on the inside. And I think from the inside, there are no expectations.
Thing here this week with that, or at least in the off season a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to them throughout the off season and their school year. And then just recently I was able to go to the school yesterday and just be able to spend some time with the kids and be in person with them and just be yesterday we talked more about decision making. We're talking about going to high school and just kind of future life choices and how they go about it, and just being able to be there in person and really talk to them and really connect with the kids on a personal level is very pleasurable to me, and I enjoy it.
And for fans who don't know, how old are these kids that you're mentoring, and
so
how long
it's a,
have you been
it's
at
a group
it?
Of eighth grade. It's a group of eighth grade boys, so 13, somewhere around 12, 13, 14, all going into high school.
The John Marshall chess team, did you have a chance to see them today, or is that simply
no.
Stephen Kwan's area?
So Stephen was the only one that got to play them today. I walked past them, but they've been kicking me around in chess on chess.com, so I've been running scared.
So you haven't had a chance to refine your game in the off season.
I mean, I've gotten a little better. I beat Steven twice yesterday, but then I played him today, and he beat me, and I played Will Benson today. I played Will Benson yesterday, and he crushed me. I don't know. I've been doing okay. You win some, you lose some.
You talk about all this. That I think something that sets this team apart, or certainly brings it together, the camaraderie. And Where do you think that starts? At minor leagues, or is it when you get here?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both, because I think from top to bottom, when guys come into our locker room and they meet Jose or they meet guys that have been around our team for a while, I think they feel welcome. I think they feel like they're a part of the team, and I think that just adds to the fact that they can come in and be themselves and go out there and play the game their way and not feel restricted or feel like they have to cater to somebody else.
And in terms of, you had such a good season last year. When you look for areas that you can improve in, where do you look to as you head into the season?
I mean, I think I can improve everywhere. I think I can be a better teammate. I think when I'm out there, I can be a lot sharper with my pitches, with my pitch calling. But I think at the end of the day, it's about trying to improve the little things, and I think just going out there and being able to throw strikes and be repeatable. I think if we're able to do that every day, I'll have a good support system around me, guys behind the dish, guys behind me in the field, guys that are getting the job done with the bat. I think if I'm able to go out there and do my job, they'll handle theirs.
Still a couple of weeks before you head to spring training, what does a weekend like this do to just kind of get things flowing a little bit and get you excited?
I think it just excites me. I think being able to come up here and be around the fans, and it almost gives you a little taste for what season's going to be. Guys are already getting excited for spring training, but this is just another step forward. So I'm excited for it. Thank you guys for being here.
Tristan McKenzie, thank you for stopping by. Great to see you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rosie.
That's Tristan McKenzie, one of the top starting pitchers not only on this staff but in the American League. Thank you, and we will be back with more of Guards Weekly after this timeout.
2-1 Sox, seventh inning, two down, the pitch. Swing and a miss on a slider. A new career high, 14 strikeouts for Tristan McKenzie. Pounds his fist into his glove, screams as he heads to the third base dugout.
Baseball, basketball, pickleball. Those are sports, and people love sports. If you love sports, you should know this. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Does saving have anything to do with sports? No, but people love sports, so I'm yelling sports out. Hockey, swimming, golf. Not all sports have the word ball in there, so save big when you switch to Progressive. Go, sports teams!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Now the 2-2. Swung on, line drive, base hit into right center. Will Benson with his first major league hit and a run scoring single. As into scores Jimenez, and it's 2-0 Cleveland. And that baseball will head to the first base dugout. Lynn checks second, fires, and the pitch swung on, yanked to right down the line. Fair ball! It's into the corner. That is going to score Jimenez. Will Benson in, standing with an RBI double.
Jim Rosenhaus back with you. It's Guardians Weekly on location live this week at the Huntington Convention Center, part of Guards Fest. And we heard the first Major League base hit for Will Benson. What a coincidence he's here with us as a guest. Good timing. Yes. Where's the baseball? Tammy said the baseball ended up in the dugout. Do you still have it? Do you
of know? Course I still have it. Yeah, it's in my house right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the pitcher? Do you remember?
Yeah, Hutchinson for the Tigers. I don't remember his first name, but
Drew Hutchinson.
Yeah, Drew Hutchinson, yeah.
You never forget that.
No.
That first, and mm-hmm. I know it. You were grinding a little bit.
Oh, you know I'm grinding, yeah. But the good thing is, man, I kept my head straight and got another opportunity to play that day, and we got it done.
And you have a chance to play in the major leagues for the first time. Your journey, not uncommon. Everyone thinks that, you know, you get drafted, you're in the big leagues 2 years later, and whoo, here we go. but for most, it can be a real battle and a perseverance, all that kind of stuff. And for you, it was the culmination of that with your call-up. What was that day like for you?
It was everything. Like I said, it was a blessing because it was perseverance. It was determination. Times that obviously, like, hey, like, I can't do this anymore. I didn't feel capable. You know, I still went in there and did the work, you know, necessary to put myself in a position, you know, to make my debut. And I'm very thankful that when I had went to Columbus, you know, and I did my thing and I got the reward of being a big leaguer for that.
Did you have to change much in your approach at the plate to have enough success to get up here?
No, I don't think so. I think I should take that back. Yes. Like, over time, I obviously progressed and cleaned some things up. But when they say this game is 80% or 90% mental, 10% physical, it's true. My baseball IQ increased. My, you know, aptitude, my confidence, all those things, I understood the importance of that, and I took it serious. And then I was able to climb the ladder from there.
So many players get to the major leagues, they walk into a major league clubhouse, and mm-hmm. they're kind of on an island. They don't know too many people. Mm-hmm. But last year for this club, that didn't happen very often. What was it like the day you walked in? How many familiar faces were there?
A lot. It was a lot, you know. And again, that's another blessing to be able to grow up with some of these guys in the minor leagues. And like, okay, I'm walking into a locker room, and I see Quan, I see Oscar, you know, I see Tristan. I just see people who were down in the mud with me, you know, in the minors trying to make it. And it was such a refreshing feeling for sure.
How does that make a difference when you do finally get here and maybe you go through some ups and downs in your initial weeks in the major leagues?
Oh, it's huge because you have somebody that can relate. You don't feel like weird or uncomfortable going to them. You know, these are my friends that I've been playing with now for 3 years, or I've been around for, like I said, for Tristan instance, I've been around Tristan for 4 years. So just to be able to rely on those people and understand that, hey, they've been through the same things and they know what I'm about to go through, and to have those open conversations with them are everything.
Will Benson joining us, outfielder for the Guardians. So many of the players who got called up, they seemed ready to win and join a winning ball club.
Yes.
You were part of some good teams in the minor leagues. Does that make a difference?
Absolutely. And I think what the Guardians do a really good job of from top to bottom is they emphasize winning. Like, yes, we're going to develop. Yes, we're going to get better. But they made it very clear that, you know, we're first – our first priority is really winning. And obviously in the minor leagues, yes, we want to develop. But once I got a Double A, Triple A, I could feel like, all right, like I'm here to help win. And so that was easy to make that transition to the big leagues, or really all it is about is winning.
In a little while, we're scheduled to have Xavion Curry on with us.
Dope.
What a great story. You guys were teammates when you were six?
Yeah, six. Yeah.
How does that happen? And now you're in the big leagues, teammates.
Yeah, now we're in the bigs. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing. Again, it's a lot of prayer and just a lot of us going out there and having fun and doing what we do at the best, at the highest level. And we've been doing it together for a very long time.
So is that T-ball at six?
Yeah, that was like a little league. Yeah, we played with the Sandtown Red Sox. Yeah, it was a little league.
So you guys are little guys in little league.
Little guys.
And are you thinking, we're going to be big leaguers someday? Already at that point? Or is that still too far away?
I think we didn't really get to that point until we actually had split ways. So he was in college and I had just gotten drafted. That's when that thought had came apparent. It was always like, hey, we were really good at baseball. We were obviously dominated. We went up and we played travel ball together once we made it into high school. So, you know, we'd get – but then, like, once he went to Georgia Tech and I would go visit him and, you know, see how he's doing, we were like, whoa, like, there's an opportunity that you get drafted, you know, by the Guardians and we could play together again. And we just kept throwing that out there in the air, just praying, hoping that actually happened, and then it did.
So when you showed up in the same big league clubhouse and he's able to...
It's crazy.
How about that?
It could bring you to tears if you really think about the story. But it was so much emotion all in one, but the main one was just happiness, for sure.
Will, thanks so much for coming by. Good luck between now and spring training, and have a great spring.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Will Benson. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Guardians Weekly. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from the Huntington Convention Center and Guards Fest. First time that we've been able to do this since the 2020 January leading up to that season that was cut short. And it's great to be back. Great to see some old friends make some new friends. And we continue on with our show. In just a little bit, we'll hear from catcher Bo Naylor. So if you're in the neighborhood here in the Huntington Convention Center, come on by. Bo will be here in just a little bit. But first, we wanted to visit with John Riley, PR and outreach manager with Bet365, one of the new partners for the Guardians. And, John, great to see you. You're over from across the pond. And fill us in a little bit about Bet365, what it means with legalized gambling now in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're thrilled to be here, thrilled to be partners with the Cleveland Guardians. We're over here today activating with all customers, all fans of the Guards, basically just doing a little bit of an education number, helping those who need it to kind of register and basically spread the good word about Bet365.
And when you say education, what do you try and bring people up to speed on?
So at Bet365, we have the number one product in sports betting. We're the world's favorite online sports betting brand. And basically just kind of talking customers through the registration process, the new customer offer, our bet boosts, our great boosts on the Guards for the upcoming season, and generally just be there to answer questions.
So it's new in Ohio, but Bet365, you mentioned world. How big over in your neck of the woods with soccer, things like that?
Yeah, so we have over 88 million customers worldwide. But the launch in Ohio is our third state, and we're super excited to be here. Yes, soccer is one of our key sports in the UK and in South America, but over here, obviously, baseball is one of the key sports, and the NFL today, we're really excited by the divisional games, and yeah, it's been a really fun day.
And you have never been to a baseball game yet?
I can't believe that you just aired that live on radio. But yes, I've been waiting my entire life for a moment to go to the right baseball game, and that's going to be Progressive Field this season. I wouldn't want to kind of have my first time at baseball anywhere else but Cleveland.
So that is our civic responsibility to you, to help you enjoy your first baseball game.
I think it was fate that brought Bet365, the Cleveland Guardians, and myself to Cleveland. Yeah, can't wait for it.
And how do you, midnight New Year's Eve was the transition to legalized betting in the state of Ohio. How has it gone so far with some of your other properties?
Yeah, we're thrilled with the response from the Ohio public towards 365. The consensus in the lounge today has been very, very supportive. A lot of positivity around our release, around our app, around the product itself. Yeah, and we're thrilled that when the baseball season finally starts in April, we can unroll a number of really cool boosts and bespoke offers for Guards fans.
Well, I can't promise that we'll be able to go over and visit you, but we will be happy to welcome you back when you do come back during the season and help you enjoy your first Major League Baseball game. John Riley, thanks so much for coming by. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
That's John Riley, PR and other responsibilities as well. Outreach manager for Bet365, a new partner for the Guardians heading into the 2023 season. We'll take a short break and then hope to have Bo Naylor and also Xavion Curry will be by as well. Another young pitcher who made his debut a season ago. That's coming up shortly as we continue on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
Score. Pass. Out of bounds. Those are sports words. Some people hear any sports word and they can't help but listen. Like drive. Drive is another sports word. And drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. You might say those savings are on par with the best in the league. You see, par is also a sports word, so I know you're still listening. And that's called covering our bases. Okay, I'm done now. But I'm serious about drivers saving big with Progressive. Now I'm really done.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
With this Major League debut by Bo Naylor tonight, the 17th Major League debut by a Cleveland rookie this year. Runner goes, pitch swung and a miss. What a throw to second. And he got Isbell. I mean, folks, that was a bazooka. What a throw by Bo Naylor. Well, we were told he's a good catcher, has a good arm, and I mean, folks, he just threw a pea to Andre Jimenez to tag out Kyle Isbell, who had 9 steals. How about this debut?
We need some good information before you even get here.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Told he had a good arm. Bo Naylor joining us on Guardians Weekly. We're back at the Huntington Convention Center, part of Guards Fest, and a good young catcher made his Major League debut. The 17th and the last of the 17 who were part of that record-setting team for a team that made the postseason. And, Bo, thanks for coming by, first of all.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for having me on.
How's your day going? I know you just did something real nice for the APL.
Yeah. Day's been going really well. Definitely long, but for sure worth it. I've enjoyed every part of it.
And someone's going home with a puppy?
Yeah.
On your account?
A couple puppies have gotten adopted. And, you know, when I was there, like, I was holding one of them, and then, you know, like a few seconds later, one of the workers told me, "Oh, by the way, this dog just got adopted." So that was a special moment for me, you know, and I couldn't be more grateful for today.
Oh, that's good stuff right there. But what a wonderful year last year. And I know heading into spring training, you were looking to get some things going at the plate and then obviously defensively, too. And how pleased were you with some of the adjustments you made, the fact that they worked and really allowed you to take a big step forward?
Oh, incredibly pleased. You know, going into it, I really put a lot of faith and trust into the people that I was working with. You know, I think that nothing would have happened if, you know, I didn't give them my all in the off season prior. So I think that the dedication that we had all put in together, including myself, kind of just, you know, helped everything kind of be shown on the field. So, you know, I'm very grateful and, you know, just looking forward to more.
And the highlight we had, you throw out a base runner, and obviously that's such a big part of your game. And for a young player making their way to the major leagues, especially a catcher, that's a lot in terms of responsibility. And how do you balance that?
Just going in one day at a time. When I got up there, that was one of the biggest things that a lot of the guys had told me, you know, both veterans and guys who had also made their debuts prior in the season. So, you know, one day at a time, really focusing on all the controllables that I can handle and making sure that I'm enjoying the moment, you know, because at that point, you know, that's when everything kind of comes together and that's when you play your most purest form of baseball, is when you're enjoying it and, you know, the most free mentally.
One of the neat stories of your career is you now get to play in the major leagues with your brother, Josh Naylor. It's uncommon, and maybe down the road that'll go away as something that people find unique, but hopefully not. And it's the first time for Cleveland since the Alomar brothers, Sandy and Roberto. And both you and Josh, you have a relationship with both now, right?
Yeah. We definitely had the pleasure of creating great relationships with the both of them. And you know, being able to share these kind of experiences together is one of a kind. It's super special. He's someone who I've always looked up to growing up and someone who will always inspire me. So being able to share the field with him it's amazing. I love it.
What was that day like when you walked into the big league clubhouse and you saw him and knew that you guys were going to be teammates in the major leagues?
Yeah, it was, I don't know. I feel like for like the first week and a bit, it didn't even really sink in that I got to go to work with my brother, you know, like, and work being baseball. You know, I think that a lot of people underestimate how cool that really sounds. So when I got in there, you know, like I always say, he made that transition incredibly easy. And, you know, it's really fun. It's something that I look forward to every time I wake up.
All right, we have a chance to do something unique here. From your position as a catcher, you could probably give a pretty good scouting report on some pitchers and, let's see, run through. Xavion Curry, what kind of scouting report do we have on him?
He's got a unique fastball. And at times, it's honestly untouchable. He's someone who I've gotten the pleasure of creating a great relationship. But, yeah, I'd say for a scouting report, you know, along with his fastball, he's got a wipeout slider with a really good curveball and changeup to go along with it. You know, he's nodding his head next to me like it's a surprise, but, you know, it's the truth. He's one of my favorite guys to be able to go out there and call a game with because he makes it so easy. So, yeah, you know, along with that, he's funny sometimes, but outside of that, he's a decent player.
Yeah, it's amazing. He is sitting right there, and we used him as our first example.
Yeah.
Xavion, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Your first Guards Fest, and you're coming off a Major League debut a year ago, and we talked to Bo. He was the 17th and last to make his Major League debut. You did a little bit earlier, and you handled yourself very well. And when you look back at the season, how pleased were you with how you handled things in your first exposure to the major league level?
So I was very pleased with how the season went and how I handled things, and just honestly blessed to be able to be a part of the major league team for the time I was there. And honestly, I had great experiences throughout the season and learned a lot about myself and about the game of baseball. So I'm just excited to keep moving forward.
If there's one or two things that you remember that just jump out when you think about that first game that you pitched in the major leagues, maybe not even the game itself, but everything that surrounds it, what might that be?
The one or two things that pops out to me is, one, just when I first initially walked out the stadium, you know, hearing my name called for the starting pitcher for that major league game that day, and recording that first strikeout, the first batter, just kind of getting out the way and letting the nerves calm down and just everything just fall into place.
And maybe both of you can touch on this. Your teammates in the minor leagues trying to get here, and it's a season where so many players are being called up. What does that do for your confidence, knowing that maybe there's opportunity here, because it seems like it's happening for a lot of players?
I'd say for me personally, it was huge. A lot of those guys were guys that I had already had really good relationships with, so I knew that, you know, if I ever had the opportunity of getting up there, that it would be with an incredible group. A group that I know wants to win, I know is going to pull for me, and, you know, as the same as I would do for them. So I was extremely comfortable, and it was something that I was really excited to be a part of.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of to piggyback off what Bo said, the same thing. I was just the fact that you had already been through the minors with most of the guys that were making their debuts before you, and just the transition that you knew you would have to take from going from the minor league locker room to a major league locker room, but to see familiar faces when you walk in there, it just makes it a lot easier. It makes it better to step in there and be comfortable and be yourself.
All right, we have a little housekeeping to do. Bo, I don't know if you have to be somewhere else as part of Guards Fest today. Curtis, does Bo need to be somewhere else, or would you like to stay for the rest?
Of course, let's go.
We got about 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Xavion, you look at, we just have Will Benson on. And I know you guys just met last week, I think. when we were talking to Bo about, obviously, being in a big league clubhouse with his brother. Right. And the amount of time you and Will have played together, going back to 6 years old, and you're almost like brothers.
Yes, sir.
What was that like, being able to play on the same team as him?
I mean, so honestly, it was great. And the first time I got to play on the same team with him was once I got to Columbus, when I got promoted to AAA during the season before that. So just to see him even take the transition to, you know, from the minors to then going to the majors, and to be able to follow him after that, it was amazing to see him, to play with him, and to walk in the locker room to see his name on the locker, to see my name on the locker. You know, remembering when we were 7 and 8, going to Sandtown to just really play around in dirt as kids, just play baseball and have fun. So it was amazing, and it was a blessing to have him there with me, and just for us to be able to experience that together.
I might be mistaken, but was he the center fielder the night of your major league debut?
He was. He was right there behind me. ready to make a play, ready to save me.
When you looked out there, I mean, did it sink in that it's nuts?
If I'm be honest, I never really turned around and looked at him just because I was so kind of locked in, so laser focused on, you know, putting the team in the best position to win that game. But, you know, from seeing pictures after, you know, everything settled down and just, you know, seeing broadcasts and seeing pictures even that our family sent us of just, you know, him behind me in the ready position, it really did bring back memories of when we used to share the field when we were younger.
Pitching wise, and Bo, maybe you can weigh in on this a little bit too, but we'll start with you, Xavier. What a great reputation Cleveland has in terms of developing pitching. Mm-hmm. From your perspective as someone who's moved up through the system, what are they doing that's helpful to you?
To me, they are communicating, and they are really putting, you know, your needs first. You know, understand that it's your career, and they are giving you the tools and the information that, with the knowledge that they have, that they believe, okay, this can help you become a better pitcher. This is what you're doing wrong in your delivery. And just the open communication for you to talk to them about what you feel, for them to talk to you about what they see and what they're thinking. I mean, it was honestly great for me to, for me, someone who was kind of a two-way, getting going into college and getting drafted and just trying to adapt to really becoming a pitcher. Once I got drafted into this organization, I feel like it was really a blessing because I got to work with the whole pitching staff. I got to work with great guys, and I got to really understand, you know, the life of being a pitcher and the mindset of a pitcher and just how a pitcher is supposed to be on the mound and, you know, the things that you're, like, scouting reports and things that you're supposed to go over. So it was honestly great to come into this organization with all the knowledge of the pitching staff.
And, Bo, as a catcher, how much of that do you feel, how important a catcher can be for the development of these pitchers?
Yeah, It's huge. I think something that really stands out for me is how this organization, like, while they want to instill all of these incredible and advanced concepts, they really emphasize you growing into yourself. They don't go in there trying to make you into a cookie cutter type player who, you know, just is the same as everyone else. They know that everyone has their own identity, and they really search every possible way to make that like the best version of yourself. So they do the same thing on the catching side, and I think when you have that approach and just, you know, great people, the relationship is unstoppable.
Bo Naylor, Xavier and Curry, thanks a lot for coming by and spending a part of your Guard's Best day with us. This was fun.
Thank you guys for having us.
That's catcher Bo Naylor and Xavier and Curry. Made his major league debut a year ago, part of that great pitching pipeline for the Guardians, and it's going to just about wrap it. Are you guys going over to play some more wiffle ball? Do you have time?
Yeah.
To go?
Oh, yeah.
We are going over.
It looks like it's still game on.
Yeah, yes, what's better than finishing a day with some wiffle ball?
No. Have a time.
Thank you.
That's Bo Naylor and Xavier and Curry, and that's going to do it for our show this week. Thanks so much to Trey Modlin, our engineer on site here all afternoon long. And also to Brian Motze, as always, back at Command Center. We'll have another show for you next week. And every Saturday heading into spring training, our first spring training game broadcast is February the 25th when the Guardians take on the Cincinnati Reds. And it all starts up again. A lot of anticipation for the 2023 season. We have felt that here today at the Huntington Convention Center. It's been just a wonderful day. Season ticket holders in the morning, general public in the afternoon. A lot of great baseball fans here enjoying the day today. Bo and Xavier may not make it to the wiffle ball field as we have a ton of kids getting autographs, and it's just a great scene, part of Guards Fest 2023. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Jim Rosenhaus. We'll catch you again next week. The next delivery, and it is swung on and missed. How about that slider? He back-footed him, and a swing and a miss by Riley Green, and the first major league hitter for Xavier Curry is a strikeout victim, and the baseball goes into the dugout, and mom and dad have a keepsake.
Guardians Weekly has been brought to you by Progressive, helping Guardians fans save hundreds on car insurance.